This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Michael Epstein, plastic surgeon and founder of MAE Plastic Surgery, located in Northbrook, Illinois. Dr. Epstein is here to speak with us today about his skin tight procedure. Dr. Epstein, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and looking forward to hearing about your procedure. So for starters, tell us, what is skin tight and how does it actually work?
Well, skin tight is a procedure that I created essentially by combining two fairly well-known procedures that we've been doing in the office. And it's a minimally invasive procedure that is primarily used for tightening skin. And there can be some fat removal, and depending on the individual and depending on the area that we're using it on. Essentially, what I'm doing is combining external beam radio frequency with mechanical undermining of the skin using a specialized small liposuction cannula. And when putting these two treatments together, I'm able to create essentially a symbiosis of the wound healing process that takes place with the mechanical undermining, and we get some dermal or skin contraction created by the energy that's coming from the radio frequency. And this can be used; it's primarily used in the lower face and neck area, and I'm seeing excellent results with that. But I have been using it on some of my patients that have some loose skin in the arms, the upper arms, and even some of the thinner patients that don't want a tummy tuck but have a little bit of looseness of the anterior abdomen.
If you would, get into why someone would choose skin tight over any other procedure.
Simply put, it works. A patient typically, if we're talking about the lower face and neck area, which is what this is primarily for, a patient has a bunch of different choices. They can have they can do something that's less invasive, like Kybella injections that are done in the office, or ultrasound using something like Althera, or even external beam radio frequency itself, and Most of those types of treatments require multiple sessions, and I have found them to be really much less effective than this procedure. The other alternative is to go big, go larger, and bite the bullet and do a full facelift and neck lift. And of course that works, but it's a much bigger operation. So this kind of it serves the purpose of tightening skin in a minimally invasive way and getting some lift of the lower face.
Also, out of curiosity, Dr. Epstein, what is the recovery process like, and are there any side effects or complications?
Well, after about 12 hours in a fluffy type of head and neck dressing, I have the patients wear a small removable elastic chin strap type band for the next week, and that's just around the house. They can actually take it off during the day if they have to go out. The swelling and bruising is minimal, but it depends on the magnitude of the problem. Somebody with a bigger, thicker neck, is more likely going to have some more bruising, more swelling. But most of the patients that are the best candidates for this really have minimal bruising and swelling, and they'll look pretty good, really within a day or two. That's really it. In terms of side effects, anytime you're doing anything invasive at all, whether it's, you know, something like a, you know, a needle, you know, puncture of the skin, which, you know, this is a little bit more than that, there's a potential for postoperative bleeding or a collection of blood called a hematoma. There's definitely the chance of injuring a nerve that could essentially cause some weakness to the if you're doing the lower face and neck area, could cause some weakness to the lower lip area. The risk of those types of complications are extremely unusual. And most of the time, what we're seeing are, you know, in terms of side effects, are some temporary numbness that goes away over the course of a couple months. You know, there'll be some numb spots, and that go, you know, that typically resolves on its own. And then they may get an occasional, like, contour type of, like, almost like a little ridging again that smooths out over the course of a couple months as well.
And certainly most helpful today, we are speaking with Dr. Michael Epstein, plastic surgeon and founder of MAE Plastic Surgery in Northbrook, Illinois, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Epstein, how long does it take to see results, and how long do the results last? Always an important factor.
Yes. Most people see results immediately, and it seems to only get better from there. I do, since this is a relatively new combination of procedures for me, the skin type procedure, I do have probably, you know, about 10 patients now that are more than a year out, and they essentially have little to no relapse of the looseness or sagging of the skin. So I suspect, based on that and based on what I see, you know, after doing many facelifts through my career, I think it's going to be very similar. I think they're going to get, you know, I think they're going to get results that are going to last, you know, anywhere between 5 and 15 years from this.
And that is tremendous, tremendous lasting results. Lastly, who would be a good candidate for skin tight?
Again, if we're talking primarily up in the for facial rejuvenation, facial and neck rejuvenation, the best candidates are those patients that are in their 40s to 50s who aren't quite ready for a neck lift and or facelift. I have done this on patients that are better candidates for a full neck lift or facelift, with positive results, but, you know, their expectations have to be set a little bit differently in terms of what, you know, what they may get. The ideal candidate is that patient that's sort of in between. They're starting to see some of the age-related problems, but they're not quite bad enough, if you will, or sagging enough to warrant doing a full neck/facelift on them.
Dr. Epstein, certainly has been great to have had you to cover your procedure, skin tight, and bottom line, it certainly does work and has long-lasting results, which is fantastic news. Where can listeners get further information on your practice, MAE Plastic Surgery in Northbrook, Illinois, and how could one be in contact as well?
Well, they can certainly go to our website, which is maeplasticsurgery.com. They can reach me at the office at 847-205-1680. I'd be glad to speak with them and give them more information about this procedure or any other facial rejuvenation procedures that I perform in the office. So I'm glad to have had the opportunity to talk about this exciting invention, basically, you know, or change in facial rejuvenation care.
And certainly our pleasure to get the word out. Again, Dr. Epstein, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Dr. Michael Epstein, plastic surgeon and founder of MAE Plastic Surgery, located in Northbrook, Illinois. And for all the details, visit maeplasticsurgery.com. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again here soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.